First slide, please. What I'm showing in the first slide is not actually a magical phrase nor a cursing word, but it's completely written in Bahasa Malaysia. Slide one, please. Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim menyatakan kepercayaan Jumat bahwa sebuah demokrasi membutuhkan bersemangat oposisi, dan mengutip pahlawan nasional Filipina Jose Rizal, perjuangan melawan penguasa kolonial. What does this thing that I'm trying to say here? What I'm trying to say is actually that there was a time that Anwar Ibrahim came to the University of the Philippines, particularly in Malcolm Hall, and he made use of these words, which the newspapers in Malaysia tried to translate everything in Bahasa Malaysia, and that thing is actually covered. What he was trying to say, because at this moment, Anwar Ibrahim got problem with the Malaysian government, and so for the sake of trying to say what's going on in his mind and to tell exactly the Malaysian society that what is he doing is actually in line of the idea that what was Rizal saying during his time. So further he said that Rizal sebagai salah satu pendiri ASEAN Renaissance mencatat pahlawan Filipina melawan penyalahgunaan pemimpin Spanyol selama waktu. He further said that when government is quite oppressive with its own people, then people like Jose Rizal one day in Malaysia will also rise up. So some commentators in Malaysia were trying also to point out and to try to relate between Jose Rizal and also Anwar Ibrahim. That's why in 1996, there was a time, sometime in October 1st to October 2nd, that the Institut Kajian Dasar had a conference where one of the speakers was former Vice President Laurel, and that was what is being said. Now, going back to the foundation of Malaya in 1957, where Malaysia used to be called Malaya, and then it becomes Malaysia in 1963, where Singapore, Sabah, and Sarawak were joined together, but eventually in 1965, Singapore was out of the story. And what became Malaysia was actually is and currently still Sabah, Sarawak, and the Malay states in Peninsular Malaysia. What was being said in here is that the current composition of Malaysia, we have 60% Malay and Polynesian group of people, the second 30% Chinese, and the remaining 10% belongs to the Indian groups. And fast forward, the current Prime Minister of Malaysia, whose name is Najib Razak, said something that there shall be one Malaysia, satu Malaysia, satu bangsa. And to point out, Anwar Ibrahim again pointed towards the ideals of the unity of a country, something like proposed, lived, thought, and dreamt by Dr. Jose Rizal. Next slide, please. The purpose of this paper is to examine how Dr. Jose Rizal's identity is constructed from the Malaysian perspective. So it is something like we made use of so many materials printed in Malaysia, either in books, newspapers, or even from the internet, and that is actually analyzed. Next slide, please. Again, another part of my story is that if we think in the Philippine context using RA-1425, Rizal Law, I remember that when I studied it's a PI-100, right? PI-100, Rizal, and I have to memorize everything, the what, the where, the when. But then when it comes to how and why, because I studied in a Catholic university, I couldn't question anything about Jose Rizal's ideals, about questioning the church authority and things like that. Otherwise, the professor, who is a member of religious community, would give me some sort of grades, magical grades. But then I was arguing with my professor at that time that isn't it the same thing that Jose Rizal was advocating about open-mindedness and the kind of idea that this scholarly debate that opens up the mind and also the perspectives, and that should be the case. Well, my professor ended up giving me a grade of 2.0. Next slide, please. So, if that is in Philippines, if Rizal course is actually some sort of, is it still required? It's still required, right? In Malaysia, the story is different because it only happens in history courses and also in literature courses. In Malaysia, Rizal is also recognized as an accomplished hero and leader. And his life, works, and writings are taught in the history subject and also in literature, but emphasizing one on the issue of nationalism and also the colonial history of the Philippines, with Rizal's active moves in there being given emphasis. Plus, in the area of literature, they're talking about Nolimi Tanghire and also El Filibusterismo. And Rizal also symbolizes as a model for Malaysians to develop their sense of nationalism. As of now, there is always this current debate about Najib Razak, or Prime Minister Najib Razak's point of saying one Malaysia, when actually there are three major races in there. How could they be one? How could they be one? But as what I said earlier, the ideals that Rizal was trying to say, you can see that also in the newspapers of Malaysia and in some online internet websites saying about Rizal's advocacies. Now, his success has contributed to Malaysia's increasing demand for nationalism among its multi-ethnic groups. This morning, Professor Alatas was quoting his father, and the same thing that I'm also quoting here. Aliarham Professor Dr. Said Hussein Alatas said that Rizal adalah pengamat sosiologi yang pertama di Asia Tenggara. Bakatnya sangat luas. Bukan hanya beliau itu doktor mata, tetapi juga penyair, ahli pahat, penulis novel, sejarawan, penganjur pendidikan bangsa sekaligus pemikir yang agung. What was being said here by the late professor is that he is the first instance of all what is being taught in sociology Southeast Asian Studies program in the whole of Southeast Asia, and that he is a multi-talented being. He is not only an ophthalmologist, but he is also like some sort of poet, a sculptor, a novel writer, a history professor, or whatever would that mean, and then also some sort like a nationalist educator and also a great thinker. In other words, the last line means that Rizal is really an extraordinary person. The one in Malay said, Rizal memang seorang yang luar biasa. Extraordinary person. Next slide, please. The methodology that is being used here is that the articles from books, magazines, and other printed materials, including internet sources about Dr. Hussein Rizal, were collected and analyzed. And all written materials were written by Malaysian writers and were published in Malaysia. And the analysis focuses on the lexical items used to describe Rizal's life, works, and writings. Next slide, please. Now, next slide, please. Here are the findings. The title that we had is actually Malaysian Perspective Using Discourse Analysis. And using content analysis, these are the things that we found. One, Rizal is portrayed as a martyr. Two, as an accomplished leader. Three, as a nationalist. Four, an Asian icon that's something big. Five, a humanist. Six, a national hero. Seven, a linguist. And eight, a writer. Which the next 5 minutes or 10 minutes we'll be talking about this. Next slide, please. The first thing is that Rizal is a martyr. One of the Malaysian writers said this way, that Rizal died a martyr, quote unquote. He further said that the centenary of the martyrdom of Rizal was held on December 30th, 1996, and that Jose Rizal was more than just a symbol of the fight against imperialism and oppression. These are the major things that we saw in the printed materials printed published in Malaysia about Rizal being a martyr. and that in the articles collected for analysis, Dr. Rosie Rizal is portrayed by Malaysian writers as such. Next slide, please. Now, some materials that we found also spoke about Rizal as a nationalist. Quotation number one, it says, to honor the great nationalist of the Philippines, held a series of activities about Dr. Jose Rizal. The second line also said, he had made the supreme sacrifice of denying defense of ideals he held for his country. And the third line said, he fought against the colonial masters of the day. And the last one says, Jose Rizal was more than just a symbol of the fight against imperialism and oppression. This is something else, something big in the discourse of Malaysian community. So that when there is some sort of opposition in Malaysia, the only person that they come in contact with and the thing in their mind is Dr. Rizal plus his works. The next slide it talks about accomplished Asian leader. You will see in the lower part of the slides that it says Rizal's life was a record of astounding accomplishments that today stands as a measure of an Asian leader. That is the recognition that is given in the publications. The second line also pointed out that he was the precursor to the great movement of the region, a phenomenon which we see now as Asian Renaissance. Next line, please. Now, I got three lines here that refers to Rizal as an Asian hero. The first line here says, Rizal's life was a record of astounding accomplishments that today stands as a measure of what leaders in Asia, whether in government, politics, business, or society in general, ought to emulate. These are big words that we have to think out there. Second line says also something here that there is a need to understand and appreciate the place of Rizal in Asian, Southeast Asian, and Filipino history. While the last line that we can find in the materials that we were researching and analyzing, this one is quite something else. Rizal was thus the product, perhaps the very first, of the synthesis between civilizations of the East and the West. It's a very good achievement for Dr. Rizal. Although we heard so many stories early this morning after the speech of Dr. Ocampo, that Rizal is something else, but definitely is a martyr and a hero. Next slide. This is the thing that I like. When, as a trained linguist, a theoretical linguist, syntactician by orientation, I always have the question in my mind and I always doubt, is he or was he a linguist? And then what I heard is that Rizal, according to Malaysian authors, they recognize that Rizal knew how to speak English, Spanish, Hebrew, Arabic, Chinese, and Malay. And other more, if you read the great books, quote-unquote, of Zaide. 21 or 22 languages that Dr. Jose Rizal could speak. My first contention is that the technical meaning of a linguist, or simply the layman's term, which means polyglot, the one who could speak a language. You can be a polyglot but not a linguist, but you can be a linguist and at the same time a polyglot. Then it turned out that in some reading materials that I read somewhere else, plus according to Dr. Ocampo, that Rizal did comparative structural studies between Tagalog and Philippine languages together with Latin, Greek, and Spanish. In the time of Jose Rizal, in 1800s, this was the kind of linguistics that they were doing. We call it now historical comparative linguistics. Perhaps in that case, Rizal was actually a historical linguist, not a theoretical linguist. Whatever that means, let it be Rizal, a linguist. Now, these are the lines that we saw. Having mastered the major languages of Europe, including its classical heritage of Greek and Latin, he became fully immersed in European science, culture, and intellectual tradition. The last line also says this way. He never lost touch with his Asian roots, having mastered his own mother tongue, Tagalog and other Eastern languages, such as Hebrew, Arabic, Chinese, and Malay. Next slide, please. In 2005, I used to teach Rizal also in the course at Southeast Asian Studies program under Filipino Language Level 6. Now, when my students were asked to discuss something about Rizal, in Filipino, they referred to these two books. It turned out that indeed the Malaysians were having an orientation of the books of Jose Rizal. Somehow, it is not written in Nolimi Tanghiri, just like what we know, we Filipinos know, but it's written completely in Bahasa Indonesia or Bahasa Malaysia, Jangan Sentuh Aku, Touch Me Not, which was actually the copy translated in 1975. They also have the book completely translated also in 1994 as they read this one, Marajah Lelanya Kaserakahan, written and translated by Cici Yusuf, published in Jakarta. So these materials are still standard written materials for some students in some sections of the university, which in my case, when I used to teach El Filibusterismo and Nolimi Tanghiri in levels 5 and 6 of Filipino, that was until 2005, 2006, my students made use of this. My talk is soon to end. Conclusion, please. Okay. The construction of Rizal's identity in Malaysian context emphasizes his being Asian. The Malaysian writers portrayed Rizal as a role model in Asia, particularly in the neighboring countries of the Philippines like Malaysia. Rizal has been described in Malaysia as a martyr, accomplished Asian leader, nationalist, Asian hero, linguist, and writer. But there is always a contention when we Filipinos, especially the author Zaide, said that Rizal is the first Malayan hero. Because the common concept of the word Malay or Malayan in the Malaysian mindset and conceptual structures within Bahasa Malaysia is that to be Malay is a Muslim. And when my students were asking me, oh, is Dr. Rizal a Muslim? So by that time, I didn't understand what was that, only to find out that in Malaysia, the word Malay will refer only to the Muslims. So to be a Malay in Malaysia, you should be a Muslim. So it took me a hard time to explain, you know, like, oh, okay, it went like this, like this, like that. That in Malaysia, the concept of Malay is about Islam, while in Philippines, we refer to sociology and anthropology, that Malay has nothing to do with religion. Well, I don't want to delve further into that. That will be another conference. Postscript, please. Yeah, the last slide. Last slide, please. Nothing in there. Okay. So I started in Malay. I will end up in Malay. Menurut Alayarham, Professor Dr. Syed Hussein Alatas, dalam kata pengantarnya kepada novel besar Rizal, ialah Rizal adalah manusia baru Asia Tenggara. It means that he's a new Southeast Asian person yang berusaha dengan pelbagai pengorbanan untuk kemerdekaan dan membangunkan tanah airnya. That actually who became a martyr for the purpose of liberating his own people and attaining democracy. Second line says, tujuan hidupnya telah dipusatkan kepada cita-cita yang murni ini, that this dream is worth dying for. The last line said, segala tulisan-tulisan Rizal berkesar pada masalah kemerdekaan, panindasan dan pendidikan dalam erti yang luas. That the whole writings of Rizal focus towards democracy and anything in the process in between that has to be thought in a wider perspective. Sekian, terima kasih.